Let's get nuts!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, one thing that great coaches will always tell you, especially the ones that are highly volatile, is if he didn't yell, he wouldn't care. And so like to tell Nick in Ohio, hang in there, Nick. You were doing the Lord's work.
That's my guy, Nick.
And just know that Goo loves you. And,
I do.
And the opposite of love is indifference. It's not hate.
Yeah.
And that was not an indifferent guru. He's a passionate man.
Oh, man, come on.
And he and
a lot
he cares
of people
about
agree
you.
With my take, and a lot of people agree with yours. But, Steiny, I'm dying on the hill. This team is better than this plan. And, yeah, they need enhancements. But before we get back to it, I've been mentioning my trip. You asked me about Mississippi. I know you're a man of many definitions. You like information. And I said I was sipping moonshine. If I were to ask the great Matt Steinmetz, do you and Carter know what's in moonshine? Would you two be able to answer that?
I'm going to throw a couple words out there. It's closer to like grain alcohol than anything. Is it Everclear? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, Everclear is grain alcohol, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't think it's...
Shout out Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys.
I don't think it's
Boys.
Exactly grain alcohol, but it's up there.
It's corn. It's a mixture of corn.
What was the alcohol content level?
Of that, I don't know, but let's just say this. Wink, wink, it worked. How about that, Carter?
I mean,
dude, moonshine, that's Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I think two sips of moonshine and you'll feel it.
Yeah, unless it tasted really good.
If I see another red plastic cup, Steiny, please, done.
There's no way
Steiny, I'm
that
done.
Tastes good.
Oh, it was great. Steiny, it was great.
Did you mix it with anything?
Well, they had cigars and all that stuff.
No,
going.
I mean.
Oh, no, it was straight. And they were like, it was that peer pressure, drink it. Hey, I had to drink it. Oh, boy. Yeah, a lot of yeast, Steiny, and corn. Mm. Moonshine.
Yeah.
Hey, how was the Niner practice and all that? Going to the laughing
We didn't
month?
Go.
Well, yeah, you did the show.
Shasky and Spadoni went to practice.
Awesome.
And then we had Spadoni call in.
I missed that.
I'm sorry. We had Shasky call in after the practice, and he was concerned. The defensive line just ran roughshod over the 49ers offensive
line. Well, Denver has a good defense.
Oh, so that's okay then.
No.
Sure, that's fine.
Well, let me just throw
if they're
this
really
to,
good, then that's okay.
I got to be honest. They got manhandled. And what can you really truly take out of a preseason game? But what I did see, guys, and you tell me, Steiny, and I know it was Mac Jones, but they kind of scored on – they did score on some of the starters on the Denver defense when they got in the end zone. So there's that, but – obviously, you want that to be Brock Purdy. But, man, these injuries with the Niners, something or nothing. Hmm. I'm asking you.
Well, I was reading a story yesterday in SF Gate by a gentleman named Drew Maggery, who every year writes 30 columns or 32 stories on each and every football team, and it's entitled Why Your Team Sucks. And it's just...
What?
Yeah, it's
I got to check it out.
He does them for all 32 teams and just... You know, he just kind of rips each team. And the one thing that he wrote was, since Kyle Shanahan has taken over the San Francisco 49ers 8 years ago, the Niners have had more injuries than any other team in the NFL. So make of it what you will.
What do you make of it? Because there were years in the past, and I'm like, you got to look at the training staff. We talked about it with O'Neal. Like, Steiny, what do you make of that? Because that's data.
Well, what I make of it is maybe there's something there. I don't know. What I said yesterday is like whenever there's a here's this is going to be very poignant.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're ranking anything 1 to 30 or 1 to 10, there's always going to be a worst. There just is like. If it's
and
not
that's
the
what
Niners,
I was trying to tell Nick.
No, I'm just talking about the, you know, there's going to be a team that has more injuries than any other team, and then there's going to be a team that's healthier than any other team. Is there a rhyme or reason to it? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'd rather be the Niners with what they've had in regard to 2019 with the success, the wins. And then if you want to be a smartass, you can and say, well, Guru, they lost the NFC Championship game because in play three or four, they lost their starting quarterback. But I'll say it hasn't hampered them to the degree that they couldn't get to two Super Bowls that I, you know, here I go. Give me a dollar, Sonny, because I'm saying it again. Two Super Bowls that they were up 10 points and could have won.
Wait, why did you bring that up again?
Because the injuries have
How is it relevant?
The injuries have not prevented them from derailing seasons last year on line one. But other than that, this last 5 to 6 years, the Niners have won just as much as anybody outside of the Chiefs. So with the injury bug, they get there and should have it twice.
They get to the playoffs every other year under Shanahan. That's what the math says.
Well, when Jimmy had the high ankle sprain, you know, that ended that season.
Right. I would say there had been at least two seasons under Shanahan where injuries cost him last year and then the year Garoppolo got hurt early in the season.
What about my boy back in town?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm about to tell you if you listen.
Yeah, sure.
Jeff Wilson Jr.
What about him?
Don't get mad
because I went off on Nick. Who did he play for last year?
Are you mad that I went off on Nick?
Who did he play? Well, kind of.
Why?
Because we're not going to get any more calls the rest of the week because people are now going to think you're going to jump them for no reason.
Well, you do it all day.
You do it
to me all day.
Right, but I don't do it to callers.
And I came from Mississippi and it's over.
I mean, Nick is one of our most loyal listeners
and callers.
And I
just told him how I felt. I was not disrespectful.
No, but you weren't very welcoming.
Well, he wasn't welcome taking those jabs. You thought I didn't see it? Jabbing me. And he had to you just come back and I had to give it to him.
Don't be a stranger, Nick.
I heard you do a sniff the other day.
I've been doing a lot of sniffs.
I did listen from the Dallas airport. I heard my Evan didn't pick it up. You did a sniff, though.
I got to figure out some sound here. Because you wanted to get to a bunch of stuff.
The baldy sound on McCaffrey.
Oh, right. We played this last week.
Yeah. But
let's not miss an opportunity. For Guru to over worry. This is Brian Baldinger. I know it's 3 days old, but it's fresh for Goo.
He had 50 carries last year after basically being the best player in the league the year before. We talked about it. I don't know if you're going to be able to see. I mean, I watched him warm up before the Green Bay game last year, and he looked fine. But he wasn't fine. You know, he looked like he was the same guy warming up, all of the drills that he does and all the things he puts himself through. I thought he missed a hole last year. The week before Green Bay, and I put it on tape, and Christian was like, he came up to me, and he's like, you know, he watches this stuff. He's like, man, I missed that, Baldy. You're right. He goes, I should have done this. And so, is he right?
Yeah, that wasn't the one. But
all right,
yeah.
Okay. We got
this was the one about the carries and what's left in the tank.
All right.
Christian has had, you know, his body has worn down. I mean, that's what all of that inflammation he had last year is a result of. Did he shake that all off? I mean, I don't know if you can lose a step because we've seen Dalvin Cook lose a step and he wasn't very good and he went to a couple different teams and he's out of the league. I mean, there's just so many hits that any of these guys have in them. And you just don't know when the drop-off is going to happen because I have a feeling it's going to be pretty severe. 50 carries isn't much of a sample. Let's see. I think we got to get into the season, Joe, before we realize what he is or what he isn't at this point.
Man. And I heard the from you.
Yeah, and we love Baldy, Sonny, but let's hope he's wrong. But because to me, if you're going to tell me the Niners are going to have a successful season, it's on him, man. He has to be that horse that he's been. But what if Baldy is right with the inflammation? He even gave you an example of what that diagnosis. But, Stani, let's hope he's wrong because we see this all the time with running backs. It happens. You don't even see it. It just happens. But, man, if somehow, you know, he's not what we're accustomed to him being when he's upright, I mean, then what are we talking about? Because I got questions about the Niners receivers even when they're healthy. Now they're banged up. But, boy, let's just hope Baldy's looking at the Carfax report on McCaffrey, and maybe he's wrong.
One more, Baldy.
I was talking to Aaron Jones yesterday for the Minnesota Vikings, and the thing about Aaron and Christian together. They both came out the same year, came out 2017. Those guys have tremendous vision. It's their greatest strength. They don't miss holes. I don't know how they do it. Aaron Jones, these guys going in their ninth year now. I don't know if you could tell in a scrimmage situation if Christian is going to hit every hole, if he's going to hit it like Superman, you know, with his cape on. I don't know if he is that guy yet or not. I don't know if he knows that, because usually most guys don't recognize either the loss of step or anything else until they do. I played with Eric Dickerson. I didn't know he lost a step, but he lost a step after an injury in 1989. He wasn't the same guy the last few years of his career. So I'm not sure what we're going to be able to make out of it right now.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. 29 years old, coming off a season-ending injury. He's had some injuries in the past.
No doubt.
And there's a chance that we've seen the best of Christian McCaffrey.
And will you agree with me that stating the obvious here, Stoney, I think he is the most important offensive player for this team. If they're going to be good, it has to be through him. Like, who else would you say? Kittle? Purdy?
Or Trent Williams? I mean, apparently this offensive line looks terrible when he's not playing. So I guess he's got to play, and he's got to play well, Trent Williams, because if he doesn't play and play well, how's McCaffrey going to have a great year?
Mm.
I don't see that. But, I mean, to me, that's what Baldy's saying is, quite frankly, the theme of the year. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. And, yeah, I mean, look, is George Kittle still in his prime? Can he have a year like last year?
I believe so.
Okay. Can McCaffrey have a year like 2 years ago?
I'm not ready to say he can't, but the Baldy, you know, all that sound, Stoney, you know, just has me. We're going to find out. We're weeks away.
Where's Trent Williams right now?
I think he can bounce back. And again, I'm hoping.
Where's Fred Warner? He was hurt most of last year.
He was on one wheel, still out there.
What about Nick Bosa? Where does he fit in?
A big part.
Right. So we have a lot of question marks on the Niners. We have question marks with their older players because they're coming off injury, and we have questions for their younger players, whether they can play in the league or not, and if they can play in the league, how successful can they be? So I anticipate some ups and downs this year for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I wonder what that equates to record-wise. Carter got in my ear, and I know while I was out, Stoney, there was a lot made. You guys were out there, not at practice, but Shasky and others were. And Carter got in my ear. Speak to it. He didn't think both lines looked good Saturday in the game. Am I correct?
They were awful. The defensive line is so terrifying to me, honestly.
But there was no Bosa, though. So,
that's fine. I just think that at the end of the day, like, they have no pressure on the other side, like on the other edge. And they're banking on this huge push up the middle from these nose tackles that they've drafted. And I'll tell you right now, Alfred Collins is not ready to be an NFL player. No chance.
Carter, I got to follow up. Wow. That's heat rocks, but
he's terrible rusher.
It was a preseason. It was one preseason game where Collins didn't even get the benefit of, or even do it with Bosa out there. So could that be an overreaction, or you feel like I don't even need to see more? That's what it is.
I mean, that was against backups though. Like, I think that's concerning when you're drafting a guy in the second round. Yeah. And I mean, I would think if you're drafting a guy in the second round, you're thinking that he's going to play some heavy snaps for you in the regular season, especially with where their line's at. And he has no clue what he's doing with his hands. He just is trying to run straight through an NFL offensive lineman. It's just not going to work.
Well, man, Stoney, will. Does Purdy play this week against the Raiders in Vegas?
Probably not. But I don't know. I don't know what his philosophy. I mean, would you play McCaffrey in the preseason?
Not a, come on now. Well, Stoney, nope.
Okay, when he fumbles twice in the opener, then don't complain.
Man, it's just about how he, to Baldy's points, Donnie is going to respond you know, to the tackling, getting up from those tackles. And I've seen guys last year, I felt like even the year before, McCaffrey's so great when they could kind of pounce on him, Stoney and Sarah Goose him a little bit when they take him down because they know he's so electric. But, man, 29 is – that's really 31 as an NFL running back. So, you know, that's a concern, but we'll see how he bounces back. But it's imperative that he does.
Let me ask you a question. What is not a concern for the 49ers? What isn't a concern this year? And I'm doing this
you want me to be
for
honest?
A reason. Yeah. Yes.
Brock Purdy.
Okay.
And so we got to get into those rankings, too.
Middle linebacker.
Mm. Fred.
I would agree with that.
But Fred without our guy Greenlaw.
Which he didn't have last year.
Yeah.
I think
didn't
he's used
last
to it.
Year. He was so good still.
Well, after he got hurt, he was on
he was
wheel.
On DPOY track yeah. prior to that, yeah, though. No he doubt. Was that good. I mean.
Would you ask that for a reason, you say?
Yeah. But now I forget. What was the question again?
What's the most concerning? One thing you know of about you're for sure about the Niners? He said middle linebacker. Okay. I said quarterback.
Okay, so those are two. I would agree with Warner. I think, and I would say Warner's much more of a sure thing than Purdy.
Yeah, Kittle too.
Kittle's going to be solid, you would think. So we got. I mean, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but if you're telling me the one thing you're counting on and you're the most sure of is Brock Purdy, who's coming off a little bit of a down year.
Yeah, yep.
That tells me that there's a lot of questions on this team if you're feeling the best about Purdy. That means you're worried more about the O-line than Purdy.
No doubt.
I am too.
All right.
I'm worried more about the D-line than Purdy. I'm worried more about McCaffrey than Purdy. I'm worried about the depth at receiver and the quality at receiver more than Brock Purdy. I'm way more concerned about Jake Moody than Brock Purdy. The secondary is full of questions. That's why when I look at this team, I think we got to get ready for a little bit of a roller coaster.
Man.
And it's the other part is it's going to be a little more challenging to get a true feel for this team with that schedule. I just think it's going to, even during the year, if they're ripping wins off, I just wonder if it's going to be enough because they're just not going to have a lot of big boy opponents. Mm. And
well, you got, Stoddy, I got to keep it real. You got six hard games, I believe, from the Rams, Cardinals, and Seahawks. So I know you play 17, but, you know, that ain't easy street. Those do count, and I know they're divisional games regardless, but I think all three of those teams have improved. So right there, is it really just a rinky-dink schedule? Because we always see worse to first.
It's a rinky-dink schedule. It
is a rinky-dink like Denver schedule. Last year. They were terrible the year before, and then last year they made the playoffs. So who's to say that team is not on the Niners schedule? You know, a team that we think are just
I'm sure one or two of the teams may be better, better than we think, but not all nine terrible teams are going to be.
I just don't know with these injuries, Stoney, how you get continuity. Austin in San Jose is saying, Guru, how can the Niners afford to rest their players when all the other teams are playing their starters? I would say this to Austin. It's not all 100% they're resting. Stoney, guys are hurt. I don't know what's going on with Jennings. Evan mentioned he might not practice, but be at practice. And I guess while I left, the Niners got good news. Ayuk might be a target date week 6.
Yep. Perhaps. Where's the one I wanted to play you about Jennings? Jennings. This is Shanahan on Jennings.
Juwan is a calf that he missed all last training camp with. You know, it's something that we don't think will be too serious, but it's bothering him now. And depending on how much he misses, I mean, I always want guys out there. It helps him. It helps the team. But Juwan was all right last year, too, missing some time.
All right, so it's an injury. Do you believe him?
I lied.
I know when I left last time, I was 50-50. What if I told you I'm 70-30? He's legit hurt.
We'll notify him, and hopefully he'll feel better about that.
And now you got something with the rookie Watkins, who I guess was looking good. He's got a ankle sprain, high ankle sprain.
Yeah, he's going to be out a month. On the other side, I'll push it to the other side. Right. The stuff about Purdy and the quarterbacks and the rankings, et cetera. We'll figure out where Purdy fits.
Yeah.
But a lot of questions.
No,
for our Bay Area teams, it's natural. See, the reason that it's natural is because though they didn't win a title, the 49ers made a run at it a couple years, and when you're done making a run at it, it's invariably a transition.
No doubt about it.
And that's where we are with the 49ers and with the Warriors. So I don't know what to expect from either of those teams this year. I have no idea, and I mean that. I could see the 49ers being much better than people think because they're buttoned up and their schedule stinks. I could see them being worse than we think because we underestimated the youth on the team and we overestimated the older players and how they would come back.
Well, it's the dependency of the youth now. Like, these guys got to play.
Exactly.
And they got to play well, you know? So I'm not saying they can't do it, but we'll see. But I'm just starting to wonder, Stoney, I know a lot was made, and rightfully so, about how injuries ravaged their season last year when they won six games. And I'm not making excuses, but are they behind the eight ball now with the injuries going into the season? Or, Nagu, you don't want to hear none of that. You got to go out. Everybody's got a story. You got to be ready week one.
Well, that's what we got to find out. Mm-hmm. We don't know. And I was thinking the same thing. Chicago Jason, you said something like, well, they better play well. Or what?
Or you're not going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got news for you. They're not all going to play well. Because they're all young players.
No, I wouldn't bet they would all play well. I hear you. My thing is just, I don't know what you're, if I were to ask you, Stoney, real quick, what do you accomplish in preseason? Obviously, youngsters getting their first taste of NFL action, rookies. But the bottom line is what's going on around the league is injuries. You just don't want that one or two injury to the wrong person. But they're getting hurt, just soft tissue injuries left and right.
Is Purdy healthy?
By all accounts, him and Pearsall are making
Kittle
music together.
Is Kittle healthy?
Yes, he is.
Is McCaffrey healthy?
That I don't know.
He is. He's healthy.
He says he is.
He's healthy. Is Warner healthy? He is. Is Bosa healthy? He is. Is Trent Williams healthy? He's supposed to be. It's like, so, I mean, with all due respect, okay, Jordan Watkins is out for a month.
You.
He wasn't supposed to play anyway. You hopefully get Ayuk back week six. I mean, their big boys are healthy outside of Ayuk. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, if you're a 49er fan, what kind of year are you bracing for, quite frankly? I mean, I wouldn't. If you're a Niner fan, how can you not come into this year thinking, I wonder what's going to happen? Because it's hard to think you know what's going to happen with this team.
Well said.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
There's negotiating tactics.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
I was just a pig in heaven.
Now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Guru back in the house after a long weekend in the sip.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And keyword on sip.
So here's my question.
We'll be fine.
I know
I'm Batman.
You spent the last 5 days in the sip. Any way you want to spend this afternoon with me at the ship?
No.
What?
And I wanted to say something. I'll do it
on
air. I was waiting on the 1 o'clock segment. But we are like the Temptations. You, Evan, I, Carter, and et cetera at the cafeteria. But you guys need a new member. I'm withdrawing my name from the group. and 24 Hour Fitness is calling me, Steiny. I really believe I had a heat stroke and I'm done. I don't want to see anything. Salads, greens. I'm Richard Simmons. Well, so yeah, I'm a health nut.
I'll see you there Friday.
Evan, you won't. It's you
guys,
over.
Both you guys stink.
No, it's over. I'm going to the gym both as you soon guys as we get off.
Amateur hour with you guys.
Dude, Evan, we just spent 3 days doing vile things to our bodies.
Why? Can I ask Evan, why you guys do that to yourselves?
Why don't you do that to yourself?
We
want to
live longer. That's
the opposite of living longer. You guys are getting too old for this. I mean, Evan comes in, he was somnambulant yesterday.
That's not a real thing.
Somnambulant.
I didn't look at you too, right. But he made it to work.
He
so
was sleepwalking.
Oh, no, please. Kidding. I was on fire yesterday.
I can tell you're changed.
I think I had a heat stroke. Something happened. I called Kaiser as soon as I landed. Something happened to
Carter,
me.
Carter, what are you up to today?
I don't know, Steiny.
All righty.
Good question. Yeah.
All righty. Let's get back to the 49ers.
And what about this list?
Yeah, I'm going to get to Austin and Redwood City.
Okay.
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man? Austin's in Redwood City. Hey, man.
Hey. I'm doing pretty good. Hey, man, we better buckle up because this going to be a bumpy roller coaster ride this year, man. I'm not happy at all what I'm seeing, maybe from a couple players, but I feel like Brock Purdy should have been out there. We got no room to make any type of errands. I feel like it's going to be like the Warriors and the Giants. They better get off to a fast start. If they don't, everything will go down real fast. Real fast. This is not going to be a good season for us. Everybody looks like they got better throughout the offseason on the other teams.
So you're not
the Niners. So,
you don't. They're going to win more than six games, though, right?
Oh, you better hope so. You better hope so. The lack of weapons we have right now. Oh, you crazy? Right now you come back. You better hope Pearsall become the player that we thought he was going to be, and all this extra. And do we trust Shanahan? Do we really trust him right now? Just like Steve Kerr, do we really trust Steve Kerr right now? Or do we really trust,
Bob Melvin?
The general manager on the Giants? Do we really trust him right now?
Buster Posey.
All these moves that we make as far as barrier teams, we're looking bad right now.
All right, Austin, you know what? I'm going to throw that out. I'm going to throw that out.
He's the president. Yeah, but I got you.
How much you trust Kyle Shanahan?
Now, I think to do what? Because he built something, and I come down his road because they should have hardware for what they built. There's no doubt about that.
Now, well, there is a doubt about that.
You mentioned the Showtime Lakers. You used the word transition. And I hope 6-11 last year, Steiny, we could talk about it all day, but I hope that was – mainly because of the injuries, especially when, you know, your best player wasn't there for the first 8 weeks. But when you say, do you trust him? My question is to what?
Well, to me, it would be, do you trust Kyle Shanahan after 3 years of ostensibly coaching a team that was almost a finished product that had one goal and one goal only, and that was Super Bowl? And you knew you had enough talent to get there, and you did once, and you got to the NFC Championship once, and then last year fell apart. And so now I think we can all agree that this team does not have the expectations of the last 3 years. So my question is, yeah, I think it's fair. Do you trust Kyle Shanahan with this reset? And
you're definitely using that word, a soft reset.
Well, I mean,
I use soft, but yeah,
I'm not convinced that Kyle Shanahan is going to be a great teacher, and these guys are all going to get better under him.
Well, he's got help
now. I don't
know
that.
And before I left, I do remember one of our Niner conversations, and it was the sound that you liked. Coming from Robert Saleh. And Steiny, again, I know you can't take much from a preseason game, but again, it is very provocative to think about which way this season could go for the Niners. And I saw in the first half against the first quarter against the first team offense with Bo Nix under center, I felt like every time a Bronco player caught a pass, there was a red jersey right there. I'm not saying they stopped him, but it just reminded me, man, this is what the Niners used to be under Saleh. Obviously different personnel, but when you caught a pass, it just felt like it was a gang tackle mentality and guys were in the right place. You lose 30-9, Guru, what are you talking about? But I'm just talking about that initial drive. I'm like, man, they're playing fast. Let's see. So, you know, he'll have help with teaching is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I see Kyle Shanahan as the type of coach who probably will get very frustrated. I see him as a coach that does get frustrated with mental errors and mistakes, whether it's a veteran committing them or a younger guy. Like I think he's going to struggle in a rebuild, if that's what this is. And I don't know that it is, but it's certainly a transition type of a year.
But when you hand that loot to your quarterback, when you hand that loot that they did to their quarterback, you kind of hope it's not a transition year. You know what I mean?
Well, their offensive line is still shaky. Their wide receivers are not as good as last year.
Yeah.
And the running back's a question. So they have those questions. And then defensively, we got to figure out almost top to bottom about this defense and what they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mike in Fremont. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Hey.
Guru mentioned people put so much stock into these preseason games. And I just want to say, like, half of these players playing in preseason won't see the light of day in regular season. And as a Cowboys fan, I think the Niners will be okay. You know, I'm jealous, but, you know, it's given time. It's a well-oiled machine, and people need to stop putting so much stock in preseason where these players playing in the preseason won't be playing in the regular season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like back in the day where the starters played in the third and fourth preseason game. That's when you see, like, what this team can actually do. But since they don't do that no more, I hardly think this team will be fine.
All right. Well, hey, Mike, real quick. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I always like to ask this. Define what is fine, that the Niners are going to be fine.
What is fine? Well, fine is I think they'll win about 9 to 10 games.
Okay.
Fine.
I think that's fair.
Possibly a wild card if it comes down to
All right. The
West, because the West is a strong division. You know what I mean?
All right, fair enough. Thanks, Mike. Mm. Appreciate the call. And I'm
jealous, too.
Hey, should I do this right in the middle of a show?
What happened?
I think I saw our producer roll his eyes when I said something.
Well, it's probably from the weekend.
Yeah. It also might not have been about you.
Okay.
Evan, I don't. That comes from me. I don't man. That hits hard.
Well, dude, I asked. What,
but real quick, so
I asked define what fine means, and I just saw Evan shake his head.
But what if what he said was it's not always about you?
Well, that's what I wanted to find out. I wanted to find out if he was annoyed with me asking that question, and if so, why? And I'd try to work with him on it.
Isn't that something you would ask him after the game?
I would. No, I asked him right now.
I know you did. I heard you.
All right, I want to play, well, you know what? Let's take Ryan and Irvine.
All right.
And then we'll get to the Brady sound.
All right.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Hey, yesterday you were talking about a Brock Purdy stat about, you know, how good is he when he's playing from behind?
Yes.
But I was listening and I was thinking, that's not a Brock Purdy stat. That's a Kyle Shanahan stat.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what quarterback is quarterbacking the Niners. That's a Kyle Shanahan stat. He does not know how to adjust from playing from behind. He has one style, and if things go south, his teams, regardless of who's quarterbacking, do not do a good job of coming back from those deficits. So the question was, do you trust Kyle personally?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Until he starts valuing an offensive line like Super Bowl champions, the Chiefs and the Eagles, then we're going to be in the same boat as always. But I had a question for you guys, and I don't know if this is the right time to ask, but what do you think is more likely, that the Niners get a top 10 pick in next year's draft, or they're the number one seed in the NFC?
The first one.
The
first one. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the call.
So that would constitute missing the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
man.
That would constitute about a 6-11 year, yeah, or 7-10. But to be the number one seed, I gotta believe you got to win 13 games. So do I think they're more likely to win 13 or 6 or 7?
If they haven't won, I don't know.
Well,
you like their schedule, but you got to be careful.
Schedule's such a joke.
But what if I told you, look at this, how sports work. Last year, you start the season without your running back. And this season, they're going to start the season without their star receiver.
Then I would say you're very lucky that you have this schedule.
Right. But like opening week one at Seattle is not a walk in the park.
No. And you have to play the division teams.
Yeah. Well, I think have all gotten better. We don't know what's going on with Stafford, though, in that back.
He's fine.
But it is preseason.
He's fine. I know that for a fact.
You won't draft him in fantasy.
Oh, you want to bet?
He's got Devontae Adams.
Take it to the bank. Stafford's fine.
All right.
I want to get into this Purdy. I'm going to do two things at once here. I want to get into this Brock Purdy story along with all the quarterbacks. Mike Sando of The Athletic does this every year where he talks to 50 NFL coaches and executives, and he rates all the quarterbacks.
Okay.
First thing I want to do, though, is play this sound from Tom Brady. Play this sound from Tom Brady, and this is from Joel Klatt.
Klatt.
His podcast. And Brady was basically asked, you know, what makes an iconic type quarterback? What separates greats from goods? Take a listen.
Who wants to win versus who's willing to do whatever it takes to win? Everyone wants to win, but what are the habits and the daily habits and the actionable things you need to do every day to put your team in a position to win? All of them can make tremendous plays. At some point, they need to take the next step and take, in my mind, more ownership of what they're doing in terms of the organizational level to do more things to empower more people, to get more people on that train or that bus with you to head in the direction you want to go. So I just don't think as a quarterback, you go and you punch the clock. I did my job. You know, I threw for 40 touchdowns. Why are we not winning?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing in the offseason to help your defense? What are you doing to push the personnel department to get people doing the right thing? Are you involved in game planning? I mean, I used to do game plans.
Sure.
I used to walk in there and say, these are the things we're doing. Okay, I used to do my own walkthroughs. I used to, all right, guys, I don't coaches want to come. We're doing our walkthrough.
Right.
We're going to come up with our own signals because this is what I need to be on the field to be successful.
Wow.
Tom Brady
doing it all. But how many quarterbacks have the gravitas to do that, not get checked or stay in your lane? And Purdy talked about, you know, what the contract, I'm paraphrasing, Stoney, would symbolize for him to take on more of a leadership role and guys knowing, you know, he's going to be here. So maybe, I'm not saying he's not doing it, but maybe this is the first year after, you know, putting his John Hancock on that contract. The guy talked defense and game plans. I don't think, you know, I could see, you think Kyle's going to be like, yeah, pull up a seat. What do you think?
That's a good question. I mean, I'd also like to know, I'm sure Tom Brady didn't walk into New England as a sixth round pick and do all those things.
Right.
So I wonder when he felt confident enough to start doing all that stuff. Was it after his first Super Bowl? Was it after his second Super Bowl? I don't know. What came to into my head, though, was, and maybe this is just the way I think of Kyle Shanahan, does he want to give a quarterback all that responsibility?
I think
does he not, like that?
Yeah, I think not.
I mean,
now the other stuff with the defense and and the offseason, check, check. I think he would love that. But Stoney, I think the game plan, and not that he doesn't have any discussion with Brock Purdy as quarterback, but I just think Kyle's that guy to where I got this to everybody.
I mean,
he just strikes me as that guy.
Yeah, I don't know how involved in the game planning Brock Purdy is. I'm sure he's involved to some extent. I don't know to what extent Brady was involved.
I mean, we were talking about Brock Purdy. How much leeway does he have at the line of scrimmage, Stoney, with audibles? And we were told, oh, the audibles are already built into play, you know? So to get that, I guess you got to earn it. But I will say this, the 3 years for Brock Purdy, Stoney, are pretty damn good, man. You got to say that. NFC Championship on the fly. Yeah, he got knocked out. Super Bowl, should have won. And last year.
Yeah, he didn't do enough to win the Super Bowl.
Collectively.
Yeah. Yeah. Purdy needed to be a little better.
And Kyle was part of that too, I'm sure.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
So Mike Sandoz put out his quarterback rankings. Wait, what? This kills you?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll tell you why after.
It's fun to talk about.
No, it's great to talk about, but it's okay.
But what?
What? I just want more honesty.
What are you talking
Transparency?
About?
Transparency. I don't know, man.
What are you talking about? It's 50 NFL executives. Here, let me read
it. All right.
Let me read it to you. It's 50 NFL coaches and executives, and they put quarterbacks into tiers, and they've done all the quarterbacks, and now they've done this for several years. And boy, it looks very comprehensive to me. So, what do you not like ranking quarterbacks in general? Do you not like how Sando did it, even though he just used information from executives? What, Guru, open up your heart and tell me what's your big problem with quarterback rankings?
We're Purdy slotted, and I'm not telling you he should be number one. I'm not, but I just got a problem with guys ahead of certain guys, okay. And they haven't even sniffed an AFC or NFC championship or a Super Bowl. I think that means something.
Okay. Well, then make your rankings based on postseason success. But that clearly is not what this is about.
Well, Purdy's had, again, go ahead. You can read the list now.
All right. So Sando's got four. Well, I shouldn't say Sando. It's the NFL executives have four. They have five what they call tier one quarterbacks. And they're the familiar names. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. Just coming in to tier one is Matthew Stafford. All right? Yep. You got a problem with Stafford?
No, I'm a big fan. All right. Okay.
All right, now we're into the second tier.
All right, here we go.
And second tier is Jaden Daniels.
I'm in love with him, but I'm still watching with what I see in year one, and I'm going to keep it real. I have, with what he did in year one, I have no problem with that.
They're also ranked, so Jaden Daniels would be six.
Okay. Correct.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going in order right now, as Evan said. Number seven, tier two, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You like that? You want me to just go through the list and then you...
Because I got the list.
Okay, I'll just go through it. Jared Goff is eight. Number nine is Jalen Hurts. Tied for ninth is C.J. Stroud, it looks like. Then we got Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy. So that puts Purdy at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Puts Brock Purdy at 14. 14.
See, I would have him higher, Brock higher than Dak. Okay? And obviously, postseason success, if you get that, obviously you had regular season success. But Justin Herbert, Stoney, if I could draw up a quarterback in a lab, that's what he would look like. But he hasn't done anything besides the one comeback against Jacksonville. So how can Purdy be behind him?
Well, I mean,
and then how could Jared Goff be behind some of those guys who took his team to the NFC Championship a couple years ago?
I mean, if you're going to use that
metric,
then why wouldn't you just put Purdy ahead of Joe Burrow? Because he's had more postseason success than Burrow.
But he's also been to a Super Bowl, Joe Burrow.
Okay. What about Josh Allen? Like, Purdy's had more postseason success, but I don't think anybody's going to say Allen's better. So, like,
And Allen has performed in the playoffs, Steiny, to the point to where when they lose a game, you look at him like it wasn't because of you. And some of the others on this list, Dak included, Lamar Jackson has not looked like Lamar in the playoffs at all. So are we talking regular season? He's incredible because he is. But when we get to the damn playoffs, he looks nothing like himself in the regular season. But I ain't going to sit here and throw a hissy fit that he's so high, Lamar Jackson, on the list. But he hasn't sniffed a Super Bowl. I guess he got the SEC champ. But you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, to me, these four quarterbacks share one thing in common.
Tell me.
And that is they're so good that they ensure you will be essentially a playoff team. Now, you could say, oh, Burrow last year, but they were scoring 35 points a game.
They couldn't.
So right. I have no problem with this tier one because those teams that those guys quarterback for, they make the playoffs all the time. Baltimore always makes it. Kansas City always makes it. Buffalo always makes it. And Cincinnati's offense is ridiculously high-powered with Burrow. So I have no problem with those four guys being the four guys considered the best quarterbacks in the league because by having those particular quarterbacks, I think they ensure you're going to be in the mix every single year. They're that good.
So do you have a problem with Purdy at 14?
Not really. I mean, to me, you know, flip a coin among Purdy, Love, Prescott, and Mayfield.
And Stroud.
Yeah, and Stroud. I mean, this is where I am kind of with Evan.
What'd you say?
Well, it's just like, you know, whether Purdy's 14 or whether he's 8, and maybe I shouldn't put words in his mouth, but like whether he's 14 or 8, he's proven that he's good enough to take a good team to the Super
Bowl.
No
doubt about it.
So,
and NFC Championship, two of them. Yeah. We got knocked out.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Mike Sando's quarterback tier list. My question to you, Goo, would be, would you take any of these guys ahead of Brock Purdy? Because Brock Purdy, they broke him up into tiers.
All right.
And so Purdy is tier two, but he's the last guy in tier two. The first guy in tier three, Kyler Murray. Would you rather have Purdy or Murray?
Oh, boy. You know what? I love what Murray stands for. He's been disappointed, Steiny, so I'm going to say Brock Purdy. And I'm not just – come on, man. That's just me.
Purdy
He's
or
done
Tua?
Way more. Oh, Purdy. I'm done with Tua.
Trevor Lawrence.
I feel like if you put Trevor Lawrence in this Niner system, he would perform better than Brock Purdy. So I'm gonna go Lawrence.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. We're out of time. We'll revisit it on on the other side. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Speeding is dangerous to other drivers, to people walking or biking. Speeding catches up with you. Tickets,